everybody's keeping cool out there. I hope you're getting lots of water, lots of shade. I guess if you want some shade, this would be one way to do it, right here. If you have personal shade like a hat, you're encouraged to use that too, although I'm not a hat person, so I understand your resistance. I'll tell you what, my jaw is really sore because I've been smiling for 3 days straight. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm just the smiling muscle, whatever that is really getting some exercise, and it's mainly due to being here at the Masters stage, and it's just going to keep on getting better and better and better. And I want to remind you that if you have suggestions for the festival, stop by here tomorrow at 10. We're going to have our town hall meeting so that you can, you know, tell the organizers what you think about the new site, because it's a little different. You know, we're flatter. We hope it's as good, if not better, here at our new location at Oak Hill. This workshop is called, or this stage right now, is called Great Voices, and we've got some excellent people to kick this off. I want to give a great big Great Box welcome to no strangers to the Great Box Festival, our brothers, our duo, Lee and Eric Gibson, the Gibson brothers. Up here, I'm sure they probably brought a couple copies.
knows what he's doing. We just follow him. We've been listening to Dan for a long time. And I stole a lot of his songs, as a lot of people have done over the years. He and his dad. And,
I'm trying to steal some of yours, too.
We should give me a few of yours.
I will.
That fella right there has got a clip.
Well, you may not want to buy the new record then, because the last song's got a heck of a big minor chord in it.
They're in the string section.
I throw them in there hard, too. Yeah, you know, I think with bluegrass, one of the real special things about it is that, like us, we haven't, we played on many, many shows together, but we haven't really jammed a whole lot together. In different directions, but you can take a song like that and everybody will know it, so you can sort of jump in there and start to do it together. You know, it may not be perfect, but you can have a lot of fun with it, and you sort of can play off each other, know what the other guys want to do. It's a little bit like jazz in a way. You just get that sort of line out. If you're going to sing a tenor or baritone, I'll take the lead, off you go. That's the fun part about bluegrass. Real social.
Decided on what parts we're going to sing. Danny just turned to me before that song and said, let's do it one prayer at night. And I said, Lee, take the tenor and I'll try the baritone. And we're a duet. We hardly ever sing trio, so I tried doing baritone. I listened to a lot of brother duets through the years, and often driving in the car trying to put the third part in, and I'm not great at it, but it's fun. It's fun to sing with Dan, for sure. What's that now? Yeah, that's bluegrass. We've been picking for a while. Any other questions, folks? Sing more, will
you? Sing more. These two guys, being family, you know, they got this unique way of phrasing things that are always the same. You know, even though you may be doing something a little different, you got a blend that's special to bluegrass, and only family members can get that sort of blend, I think, and I'd like to hear it.
Well, thanks, Dan. We'll do it with that. We'll try one here. All right, we'll try a Greg Brown song.
It's a one-horse. flying color, we cut back our heels, but the rains have returned to wash away our feet. It's the fullest green summer that we've seen in years. Do we hate the morning light gray while the dew is still heavy and so bright in It's a one-horse town, it's all right with me. It's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me.
Problems being brothers? We have, that's actually a pretty good question, because a lot of brothers do fight, and we have arguments, but we played long enough together now, and we know how to argue, and sometimes you just get away from one another. It is a talent.
It's been really fun. It's probably, about 15 years since we hit one another.
Yeah, last time I played out cold was, I think, 1991. I learned his lesson, and we went great.
He's got a great sucker punch coming eventually.
Yeah, we have the airing of grievances from time to time. Like inside Valor. Any other? We got to hear this man sing. I want to hear Dan sing. That's what I'm here for.
Started growing up and got divorced and moved back to the home and seen how he did my mom. I realized that worked pretty good, Dad. Maybe I should have done that for the last 10 years, too.
doesn't know a thing about phrasing, does he? I love the way Dan phrases.
If you necessarily call that phrasing or bellowing.
Both. It's bellowing, I like bellowing.
Yes.
While we have you here, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your new albums.
Well, we got one that just came out on Rounder about a month ago, and it's called The Room Over Mine. It's got, of course, Room Over Mine, which is an old Hollow Ground tune that I've been singing for a long time. And we recorded it many years ago with Dad, and decided to redo it because I like the song so much, so it might get a little more airplay to be on Rounder CD. And got a tune that a fellow out of California wrote that I really like. His name's Chris Stewart. Don't Throw Mama Flower Away. And a number of other good teams. Very proud of it.
I want to talk about the Southern Grass, because that's, you know, you talk about family influences. A lot, yeah, of your, a lot of the guys in your band have a,
yeah,
bit of family.
Brother Michael, of course, plays the bass fiddle, and your two brothers, TJ Lundy and Bobby Lundy, pick the banjo and the fiddle. And a fellow named Don Evans is the band that will all the TJ and Bobby's dad, of course, is Ted Lundy. And they had a band together close to 30 years. They traveled around late for a period of that time. Don, Senior Don Elders, Danny played the mandolin in the band also. So we all picked the music together, went our separate ways, and ended up back together playing. So this group has been together probably now about 12 years, going on 15 years. I got an 8-year-old boy, and he thinks he can play everything from a banjo to a mandolin to a fiddle, but I think he's going to be a guitar player. Picks up the guitar, he's got a natural, and I don't have to show him chords much, he's already sort of done figured out, so I think he's going to be a guitar player. He loves it. He goes around with me once in a while, and gets up, he wants to sing every time. We have a lot of fun together. Big people. The greatest thing in the world, you know.
I've always admired the feeling. You have a knack for bending notes when you sing a song. Is that a conscious effort on your part?
No, I think it's an influence. You know, I started playing, well, years back around home, it was Stanley Brothers, Bill Monroe. Countryside, there was George Jones and Jerry Lee Lewis. And I think just all over having that played so much all the time around home, I just sort of picked that up. You know, and I like the bluegrass drive and stuff from like Bill Monroe and the soul of bluegrass from Stanley, you know, and the old country tunes that George had written. Singing, and some days I'll go high, and some days I'll go lower register. I'll stay straight. Some days I'll hold a note out. For fellas in the bands, we have a note now to sort of watch what I'm doing. I think it takes some time to get to that point where if you feel comfortable enough to just make music in the moment, and it takes some time to get that. I mean, early on, we would practice every little thing, every little fill, and then if you messed up, everything fell apart. The whole song fell apart. Now you listen to the groove of the song and you try to put, not to sound hokey, but I know you do it. You sing from the heart and you try to put everything you got into it. And really, you're making music. You're not just recreating something you practiced 1,000 times. You're trying to make music. And that's what we're trying to do. Yeah,
you definitely do it.
Yeah, you do it. Yeah, I think for me, singing is like my voice is my instrument. I can play lead guitar. Well, that was quite a change for me because I sang with Dad. We knew what we were going to do. voice is an instrument. Make it project. Make it be your instrument. You know, if you play a fiddle break today like this, tomorrow you may not play it exactly the same way. So your singing is the same way. You make your voice your instrument. Put it out there and do it. You know, try to get good tone, get good quality out of your voice. And that's basically what everybody does.
And I've watched you sing dozens of times, and you don't just go through a 3-minute song. I'm singing it to get through the song. Every second, every note counts, and
right.
That's a good quality.
Well, just like the last song you fellas, how many times have you sang that song? But it's still
singing wrong.
You sitting here listening, just by your performance, you know that you guys enjoy that song. You can tell, even though you've done it hundreds of times.
Well, I think the challenge becomes to make it count every time, because it's not like you don't know how to sing it after singing it for so many years, but that becomes the challenge, and I think that's what keeps you getting better as a singer, is trying to not outdo yourself with flash, but try to convey the emotion of the song and the lyrics on stage.
That's
try to better your last performance without showing off, you know, so.
You guys want to sing another one, and then we'll be back in?
No.
Okay. See you later. Alright, enough. We're leaving.
Sure. Eric's going to get a guitar here, and we'll need the cable. We have a new record out, too, and it's called Iron and Diamonds. This is one of the songs on it. It's one that we're credited with writing, but Eric actually wrote just about everything in the song. I added my one word, I think, or two. And
there.
I was there. I was in the room. So, hey.
He sings. He sings it better, and I could lead on it.
True.
I liked the song until when he started singing it. I started loving it.
No, it's a brother duet kind of tune, and pretty simple song. So let's not mess up.
No.
In another lifetime, not so long ago, I could make you happy. Now that isn't so, we've grown cold, cold and blue, lonely me, lonely you. No one memory tells me, no one moment cries, well, here is wrong, and here's the reason why we're so sad, sad but true, lonely me, lonely you. I miss those days that last I never dreamed they'd die, not ever.
that's almost 15 years ago, maybe 10 or 15. And I wanted to get some voice lessons, and so I wasn't a music major at the university I was going to. So in order to get the voice lessons, I had to join the chorale and the chorus and all that, and they had like a kind of a quartet thing I had to be a part of. So I did a lot of that, and it taught me to sight read. What I found, I got good things and bad things out of the experience. It helped me with my breathing, and I think that was the most important thing. And it's probably something like Danny would learn naturally, but it hadn't sunk in with me when I was in my early 20s. But how to get the maximum amount of air into your gut without, you know, screaming once you get rid of it. So that really helped. But the thing that sort of hurt was a little bit when I was singing so much classical stuff. It hurt my diction. I started singing differently than Eric a little bit when we started.
I was overpronouncing.
A little bit. I was a little too articulate for a bluegrass band. So, but I've regressed. I'm back. So. See if I can get the words right.
Yeah. White doves will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their head. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy are.
When we do it, but I can do that. I'll try to do like Charlie would have sang the lead on. I'll do my best.
Just sing any way you want to sing. We'll take her from there.
You're singing tenor the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Satan's jewel crown. Jewels and diamonds abound. Satan's jewel crown. I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free. He made me his own, and he helped me cast on Satan's jewel crown. Give him my soul for Satan's jewel crown. Satan's jewel crown. I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. Set me free. He made me his own, and he helped me cast on Satan's jewel crown.
Learned it, you know. I had a record that was you were live in Holland, I think, with Joe Val.
That's right.
And that's where I first heard that song. And
Joe was an incredible tenor singer.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of you here got to meet Joe Val. I had the pleasure to go to Holland with him, or Europe with him, in 81 or 82, and he was in his prime voice, man. He could just sing it. Close to 40 gigs in about 40 days, 45 days. At the very end, he got a little hoarse, but he could still just cut it, and then he could just belt it. He was a guy that always said, we were talking about singing and breathing and such, and he said that one time, he said that you can sing all day if you sink down in your stomach. And that's true, because he had that incredible power. You know, if you sing out like a 90% of the bluegrassers will sing out our throat, you know, we'll sing up here, and people say, sing all day. If you sing out of your stomach, you get the power, and then you're breathing. It's a lot easier, and you don't burn up your throat, you know, ruin your vocal cords and stuff, you know. That was just good advice. You know.
Thank you.
take over the lighthouse.
Danny, you want to do air star?
Mike Barber, he's going to be doing a bass workshop, and Mike Barber, Missy Ray is next.